From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Last summer's devastating drought in the Midwest is a story often told with numbers, the scale of crop failures, days without rain, counting the parched acres. Well, this story, though, is about one tree. It's a bur oak in rural Missouri that everyone calls the big tree. Peggy Lowe of member station KCUR reports the tree has survived all kinds of punishment during its 350 years on the prairie, but last year's record drought was especially tough.
It sure doesn't feel like spring as John Sam Williamson meets up with the professor at the big tree. It's below freezing, and the cold wind makes Williamson pull the bill down on his John Deere cap. He's the sixth generation to farm this land along the Missouri River, and the big tree has always helped the Williamson men tell time.
My dad used to tell the story that his dad, who died before I was born, said it was time to plant corn on our farm when the leaves on the bur oak tree were the size of a squirrel's ear. And so that would be April.
Williamson is out here today with Chris Starbuck, a retired plant science professor. They come here every once in a while, checking in on the big tree outside Columbia, Missouri. Growing on a lonely stretch of curvy county road, the 90-foot-tall tree appears like a stately sentry, guarding the flat farmland that lies around it. People have partied here, proposed marriage here, launched political campaigns here. It has been photographed more times than a beauty queen, and the web is littered with its pictures, many of them found on the tree's Facebook page.
The big tree is a place that we have felt connected to since the time that we've been living in Missouri.
That's Katie Laganes-Kinnett, who took engagement photos dancing with her fiancé, Grant Kinnett, under the big tree last August. The couple moved to Missouri a few years ago for a job and grad school, and Grant Kinnett says they fell in love with the big tree.
And then I think there is just something majestic about how it stands alone out in the middle of a cornfield, and it's just so big and wide and sprawling, and I think it just has a special aura to it.
But the big tree really suffered during last year's record-breaking drought. Even with roots 10 feet into the ground, water was scarce. Professor Starbuck says he grew alarmed.
The leaves were kind of off color and a lot of wilting. You know, it takes quite a bit of drought stress for a bur oak to wilt.
So Starbuck called Williamson last August and told him that he was going to have to do something for the first time in the 177 years the family has owned this land. The next day, Williamson hauled an 850-gallon tank down the road from his home and watered the big tree.
By the time the water all ran out, it had all soaked in the ground. There was no standing water anywhere. There were cracks in the ground, and then it's pretty absorbent. It just soaked it up like a sponge.
All told, Williamson figures he gave the big tree about 3,000 gallons of water. But when word got out via the local paper that the big tree was hurting, others brought more.
To me, that tree is no different than a beached whale. Okay, you have a beached whale, what does the community do? They all come to its rescue.
That's Eric Kruger, who lives outside Houston, joining others across the country who offered to send money to help the big tree. Williamson turned them all down and just used his own well water. Though it's still dry around here, both caretakers think this beloved tree will outlive us all. That's good news, because there's already at least one wedding booked at the big tree this fall. For NPR News, I'm Peggy Lowe.
And that story came to us from Harvest Public Media, a public radio reporting project that focuses on agriculture and food production issues.